Welcome to Weird Live Radio as we do our weekly world news. We will be covering articles from around the globe, both local, national, and international stories. We'll also be covering things such as our sports line and our entertainment line. We are also sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. And we do thank you for coming and listening to our very first initial broadcast. Of course, we kick off this broadcast with the Brexit. Brexit was not since World War II has Britain faced such an uncertain future. A vote last week to pull out of the European Union has left Great Britain with a nasty hangover, sending the currency spiraling, dampening markets, creating a leadership vacuum, and triggering talks of Scottish succession from Britain, forcing the government into damage control. Like the markets, Brits are jittery, not knowing who will lead their country when Prime Minister David Cameron steps down in October, or whether any of the promises that were made by the other camp will even come into fruition. Leave campaigners claimed, for example, that the European Union would save Britain's $350 million a week, money that could be poured into the country's stretched National Health Service. Now they're saying that they can't guarantee that will actually happen. Brexit's broken promises about the healthcare, immigration, and the economy. In fact, nothing will change until Britain invokes Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, which needs to do to get the ball growing on its European Union divorce. It will need the British Parliament behind it, and with Cameron's resignation, it is unclear whether he will make the announcement to the European Union or leave it to his successor. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that the European Union will not entertain talks until the article is invoked. We can't start some sort of informal talks without having received the notice from Great Britain. This is very unclear to me, she told journalists in Berlin on Monday. The opposition Labour Party is not doing much better at giving the British people any certainty. The leader, Jeremy Corbyn, is dealing with his own Brexit crisis, announcing including 10 new senior positions Monday after a flurry of resignations over the weekend. The exodus came after he sacked a key party member accused of plotting a coup. So as Britain leaves with the Brexit, what will that do with us that are involved with the BL community? You know, there will be less funds, obviously, into the community of those that are prosecuting and entertaining prosecutors overseas. So there won't be as many people out being able to look for both terrorists and also look for those that they consider terrorist-like when they consider us as predatory members of society. That may have an immense factor on us, and it may not, depending on things and how it goes. There have been over 2 million signatures gone into Great Britain asking to repeal this law or to do a secondary vote. We'll see how that turns out. This past weekend, over on a show on HBO, there's a gentleman by the name of John Oliver that does a show called Last Week Tonight. And at the end of his show, he actually did a song of the Brexit community that I thought was quite humorous, and I thought I'd share with you today on our very first show, starting out with a young man singing and a very entertaining song about the Brexit exit with the European Union. Listen in.
Please enjoy.
Vampires in Romania. Spain is far too hot. And where the f*** is Lithuania? To be fair, Slovenia is lovely. We're only kidding, it sucks too. But we must admit, without these countries we'd be really screwed. F*** the European Union. Even though we must admit, we batshit crazy if we vote for leaving it. We would all be batshit crazy if we vote for leaving it.
Well, I guess we'll have to see whether anything turns out or whether they're able to get out of this vote for leaving the European Union. That is the news on the Brexit. We will keep you abreast of things as they come along, especially as it affects us in the BL community. Moving right along, ABC News reported not recently that a national task force that was given the mission of cracking down on child predators have arrested 238 people in Southern California during a two-month sting, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. During April and May, the Internet Crimes Against Children Division Task Force launched Operation Broken Hearts 3, according to the LAPD. The Los Angeles Police Department operation resulted in the arrest of 238 child predators. The national crackdown on cyber predators resulted in 1,368 arrests during just the months of April and May, the LA Police Department spokesman told ABC News. The perpetrators in these cases were entertainers, community leaders, white-collar professionals, and even the members of the clergy, John Riddles says, as the Homeland Security acting investigator in charge, and on a news conference on Monday. People were arrested in the crackdown for charges such as possession and distribution of child pornography, sexual exploitation of children, child prostitution, and sex tourism, the LA Police Department mentioned. Among those arrested was a 70-year-old British man who had previously been charged with coming to the U.S. to have sex with preteen boys and now faces child pornography offenses as well, as the Homeland Security Department said in its statement. A Latino monk and a U.S. Religious worker who was also arrested at the Los Alamos Buddhist Monastery in Riverdale, California, for allegedly possessing and distribution of child pornography, according to the Riverside District Attorney. Normal Eisman, a public information officer of the LAPD, told ABC News that today it is important for parents to monitor your kids and their use of the computer and make sure you check their phones, and that is how that many of these criminals prey on kids. As the Los Angeles Police Department focuses on this, seems they have found the time to do this sort of work, but they cannot find the time to actually look for people who go into nightclubs, shoot 50 people, and cause such a ruckus all around the world. What a sad thing to say about the world today as we look into the things that are affecting us. Also in the news, it looks like the police have discovered that Michael Jackson had a large collection of child pornography, which allegedly included images of children, animal torture, gore, and reportedly used his bid to seduce young boys. This collection was revealed in a newly surfaced document obtained by Radar Online. It details a raid on Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in his estate in 2003 and was carried out as part of the investigation into child molestation charges against the singer. According to previously unseen reports from the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department, authorities seized more than 80 video recordings and computer hard drives, as well as notes, diaries, documents, photographs, and audio tapes. Former Santa Barbara Senior District Attorney Ron Zoen, who helped with prosecution of Jackson's trial, told Radar Online that many of the materials found were used for the desensitization of the children. The police report describes several of the materials found at Jackson's estate and notes that many of the books and the images can be used as part of a grooming process, which people, those seeking to molest children, are able to lower the inhibitions of the intended victims and to facilitate the molestation of their victims. One of these books found at Jackson's residence possession was titled Room to Play, which contains numerous photographs of children, according to the report. Some of these images contain children's faces superimposed on adult bodies with their private parts exposed. Authorities also found numerous photos of children located inside a small safe in the employees' break room at Jackson's home. Jackson was charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering an intoxicating agent for the purpose of committing a felony in 2003, after a young boy came forward claiming the singer had molested him In 2005, a jury acquitted him of all charges after a 14-week trial. Jackson died in 2009 from an overdose of Propofol, which is a pain-relieving medication, I believe. It is sad to think that if they'd had all this documentation or these things against him, I am very certain they would have used this stuff against him right then on that particular day. I don't think they would have waited for many years later to come forward with all this, as they really relished the attempt to go after us, no matter what or how small the things may be. They really enjoy going after each and every one of us and bring us down as hard as they possibly can. Our next news story actually comes out of North Carolina. A shark bites a boy, 11-year-old boy, on the foot in the North Carolina coast. It's an 11-year-old boy was bitten by a shark as he surfed off the coast of North Carolina. The boy was taken to a local hospital as he was bitten Saturday afternoon near Fort Macon State Park in Atlantic Beach. The boy suffered deep wounds on his left foot. Atlantic Beach Fire Chief Adam Sanders said the boy's injuries were not life-threatening, at the local station reported. The beach wasn't closed after the boy was bitten. The boy was the second person bitten by a shark in Atlantic Beach this summer. Earlier in June, authorities said an 18-year-old surfer actually suffered bites to his hand and wrist as he was surfing in 3-foot-deep water. Can you believe that this week, which actually begins Shark Week on TV, they would have shark bitings and things all across the Atlantic? So if you're out swimming, please be careful. We don't want you guys taken off by sharks and somebody take you and wrestle you to the ground, guys. Please, please, please be very, very careful. As we move along with the news story, there's a news that came out that was quite interesting I saw last week. I thought it was very, very odd, I guess, kind of a sad, sad thing. In Arizona, a high school football player is being faced with 70 charges of criminal charges for a yearbook prank. Now imagine this, a dumb high school prank gets you arrested with the threat of 70 criminal charges that could impose a lifetime of punishment. That's the potential fate of Hunter Osborne, a 19-year-old high school student in Arizona. After a teammate dared Osborne to stick out of the top of his pants his penis during a yearbook football picture, Osborne did just that. As Patrick Redfern reported to the Deadspin, and for Deadspin, the news channel, he said the mayhem ensued. Osborne was arrested and now faces 70 charges, 69 misdemeanor charges for indecent exposure, and one for each person in the photo, and one felony charge for furnishing harmful items to minors for exposing himself, according to the local news station. The charges could land Osborne in prison, but the charges could also change as the investigation continues. It's a ridiculous story, but this is an example of the overzealous of the American justice system. It should go without saying that Osborne should not have done what he did, but still, he did not seriously harm anyone, and he probably had no malicious intent. But it will absolutely inflict harm on Osborne if he is convicted of these charges. He faces potential prison time and an obstruction arrest, which may hurt his chances of getting a job or housing in the future. Among consequences, a 2003 study from a research group found, for example, a criminal record can reduce someone's chances of getting a callback for a job application by 50%. There are other costs as well. The case will take resources from the prosecutor's office to investigate and prosecutors' time and money from a trial court as it hears the case, and up to thousands of dollars for food, housing, and medical care, amongst other expenses, if Osborne is put in jail or prison. According to the West Coast Institute of Justice, the average prison inmate in Arizona costs $24,805 a year. To put it another way, there's a serious risk here. The criminal justice system will inflict pain on, and the school could have, on Osborne, and the cost on society, why he inflicted on anyone else. Nothing. All over a high school prank that his parents and the school could have addressed by themselves without it becoming a national incident. You know, it's sad that kids do make mistakes, but we have to give them a chance to just realize that children were going to do stupid things. It's not something that should cause a national hysteria. We need to be aware of that and be watching for it. Be careful of what you do, who you do it with, and where you do it, because people are watching us all the time. Moving on in sports news today, of course, Wimbledon started, and the results are beginning to come in already. The champion of last year's Wimbledon was Novak Djokovic, and he started his title defense today with a win, a resounding win, winning 6-0, 7-6, and 6-4 to advance in the tournament. He is actually the odds-on favorite to win the tournament again, 8-11, I believe, which is better than even odds, that he will win the tournament again. One of the things I love about tennis is, other than the Australian Open, I think Wimbledon and the U.S. Open, they are starting to use paid ball boys and ball girls. These guys are much older than they used to be. Still in the French Open and in the Australian Open, they are kids, and it's so much more fun to watch the boys to run around in those shorts. I better stop, because that's exactly what I like to see, is the tennis boys running around, catching the balls and helping the guys as they play tennis. I do love the game. I hope if you enjoy the game as well, Wimbledon will be going on for the next 2 weeks, so hopefully I'll be able to bring you more about that in our next week's show as we move right along. Let's go back with some international news. In Australia, a young boy has met his idol as a result that had been literally lost for words. This young boy was actually in a mall cafeteria when he came across his idol, a gentleman by the name of Barnaby Joyce. Barnaby Joyce is the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia. And he was just out hitting a campaign trail when he ran into young Noah. Noah is a fan that just was actually left speechless. When he was standing next to his mom, he kept pulling on his mom's shoulder, saying, "Mom, can you believe it's actually him? It's actually him. I can't believe I'm meeting you." As Joyce knelt down, he actually said, "Pleased to meet you, Noah." It shocked the young man so very much. His mother said he is in shock. He would never know what to say as he posed for photographs with the admiring Joyce. Thanks so much for doing that. It's kind of nice to see kids admire people in politics. I don't think we could find that much in the United States. I don't think kids admire people in politics in the United States anymore, because they seem to be out for themselves and not for anyone else. But it was kind of a nice story to see, where people actually admire someone in politics. And this young man's face was lit up with joy and admiration when he met somebody he absolutely looked up to. I enjoyed the story, so I thought I would share it with you as well. In the Rhinelander, the fire department calls for a boy hero, as this young boy actually saved his family. And this Rhinelander fire department recognized 7-year-old boy for his brave work during a house fire. Adam Granger saved his 2 youngest siblings from a blaze that broke out inside their house on Tuesday. His quick-thinking actions saved 2 lives, according to the assistant fire marshal. The department presented Granger today with a plaque thanking him for his heroism. Flame broke out inside his house in the kitchen. The children's father was outside at the time, but rushed in when he saw the fire. By that time, Granger, the young boy, 5 years old now, had already gotten everybody out of the house and to safety. "He's a hero," his mother said. "Unbelievable. He wanted to save his own sister's life. He didn't want her to die." Along with the plaque, the fire department also gave Granger some toys, some fishing material, since fishing is his favorite summer activity. The fire investigators still don't know exactly what caused the fire, but believe that Granger is definitely a hero. We do celebrate 5-year-old boy saving his whole family's life. What a great story for us to look for. In entertainment news, as we're doing these today, entertainment news, next year there's a brand new movie called Moonwalker. Moonwalker is actually going to be a very, very fun, looks like a comedy that's going to come out next year, starring Rupert Grint of the Harry Potter stories, Rupert Grint and Ron Perlman, in a very, very funny comedy. It's about basically Rupert Grint working for an agency that was trying to put one over on the CIA and get a bunch of money out of them. It's a very hilarious thing. I think Rupert, after playing Ron Weasley, has certainly grown into his own playing several different characters in the movies recently, and I do appreciate him, and I hope you do as well. If you come across a movie that you'd like us to look into or something you'd like us to add to the articles, please, please, please feel free to do so as we're still trying to grow the Boy Love News Station and the Boy Love News Channel as we do this on WEIRD. Lastly, one of the things, a story had come out that actually very much bothered me. And so this is more or less something that's going to come along as my my sharing with you guys as an audience. We want to do something special towards the end of the show. This will be something that I actually feel deeply about, and I hope you will as well. There was a story in the German news about a 12-year-old boy that had been missing for over a week. And he was found in the attic of a 35-year-old, quote-unquote, pedophile, 350 miles from his home, after the pair met while playing Minecrafter online. It said German police have rescued a boy, a Swiss boy, who was hiding in the attic of a home owned by a man who met the young man while playing the game Minecraft. The boy, only known as Paul, sparked an international manhunt after he vanished from his home in the Swiss town of Skolquem a week ago after telling friends he planned to go for a run. Officers desperately searched for clues to where the boy might have gone, analyzing his computer as to see where he might have gone. They discovered that he had posted several personal details, including his full name, home address, and his real age, while police found he had made an online acquaintance with a 35-year-old man, 370 miles away in Dusseldorf, Germany. They raided the property and found Paul hiding in the attic. Before he disappeared, it was believed he had told his parents that he was going for a cycle run with his bike ride and eventually found his bike in a neighboring town. It's unclear as to whether the 12-year-old was staying with the man voluntarily or against his own will, but he is underage. This will still result in the man, only named as Werner, who is a trainee cook, facing kidnapping charges. The police spokesman said, "It's too early to start more criminal proceedings until we see exactly everything that had taken care of. We already have spoken intensely with Paul in the presence of his parents, and we're getting an image of exactly what happened. We still need to complete the investigation. It is believed that the FBI helped the Swiss crack the ring that allowed the two to read the boy's online correspondence, which led to the arrest. Swiss police would only say that the FBI had helped provide certain parts of the puzzle which resulted in the boy being rescued. The case was particularly unusual, as the Swiss police rarely make public appeals for assistance unless it's an exceptionally urgent item. The reunion of the boy and his parents in Dusseldorf was marked by great mutual joy. Today is a good day," said the chief of the criminal police department of the Swiss town, and his mother was happy to see him back. "Like the results in the real world, we also thank you very much to protect your children and be watchful." What I'd like to say about this is simple, gentlemen. We do our own selves a very disservice when some of us go above and beyond and do things we absolutely know we should not do. It makes the rest of the BL community look awful. These things cannot be overcome easily. Right now, the world sees this as nothing but a class of people who need to be put away and put into a dungeon and never let be out. They feel like we are people who desperately need medical attention. They would have no trouble putting us in front of a firing squad and doing away with us, all of us. We must do our absolute best to not only protect ourselves, no matter what it is we're doing, but also show that we are not the type of people that everybody in this world must fear. We must protect ourselves, but we also must keep our heads high. We can entertain the idea of being a positive influence on the BL community worldwide. That's a difficult thing to do, and it's very, very hard. In the future, we're going to be working on many other items on this channel and some things that we would like to put together and entertain. But the most important thing in my mind is that show we are just real people. We're not the type of people that are sitting in the underground trying to kidnap kids, trying to hurt people. That's absolutely not what we're all about. There are many of us that may be that way, but I think it's an absolute small percentage of the overall BL community worldwide, no more than what it might be in the heterosexual community that want to hurt women. The amount of BLs that want to hurt boys is a very, very small percentage. We must keep our heads clear of that. We must remember to show the absolute best. They are out there. They are looking for us. It's a daily prosecution. Whether you know it or not, that's just how the world sees us. So we must try to present ourselves in the absolute best way possible. I thank you for joining us today as we've done our premiere show of the BL News Show. This will be a weekly show I'll try to put on. I hope you've enjoyed it, and come back again next time as we present the BL News Show.